Hey friends, welcome back to the Stripped Down and Straight Up podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Ostman. You may hear my new little baby, Martin, squawking and squeaking in the background. He is a 12-week-old little kitten who makes my life very busy, to say the least. Anyways, super happy about this episode. My friend Christy and I dig deep into energy healing, spirituality, positivity, all that fucking good stuff. So take a listen. Let me know what you think. Christy Lear, she is spelled K-R-I-S-T-Y, last name L-E-I-E-R. You can find her at www.christylear.com. or by her name on Instagram and Facebook. You guys, hit her up for some energy healing. She is in fantastic. Okay, here's the episode. Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Christy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I've been waiting all morning for this.
I know. I was super excited.
Me too. And you sound fantastic. You're sitting in your car.
I'm sitting in my car, so it's okay?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so...
Only way I can get silence.
You were having the craziest time. You're like in the middle of moving right now.
Yeah, moving, and painters are there, and kids and dog and husband's home from work. So it's just a little chaotic at our house right now, but it's good. Oh.
So you're just like, okay, let me just go hide in the car.
Yeah, grab the coffee and I'm just sitting watching the snow. And it's actually super pretty out.
It does look pretty out. I was out on my balcony for a few moments just to catch a few breaths. And yeah, it's pretty, but it's cold.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what? As long as we don't get what Saskatchewan got, I'm okay with it.
Oh, I don't even know what's going on there.
like Saskatoon got 40 centimeters in less than 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my little brother sent me videos of his dog just like leaping through the fields. He sent a picture and he's like, here's my street. And I was like, no, there's no street there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I texted him this morning to see because he works on the road and I don't think he'll be going anywhere, but you never know how fast they can move that snow.
Yeah, that's true, hey?
Amazing. Crazy. I know. Okay, well, let me just first of all welcome you to my show. And for all of the listeners, I found you on social media and I stalked you. I wanted to find somebody because at the time I was looking into hooking up with Beauty Counter. And at the time you were selling Beauty Counter, and I literally went onto Instagram and was like, okay, I'm going to find YYC Beauty Counter. And I found you.
Yep.
And I just, when I saw your picture, I was like, that's the girl. There's just something about her. And I just felt a connection to you.
Aww, thank you so much.
But I think it's because you resonate that through your social media. And we've only met once in person.
Mm-hmm.
But I still felt that connection. And ever since then, we didn't even build a relationship through Beauty Counter, really. We built a relationship through you doing energy work on me, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I have a million things that I wanted to talk to you about, but I think today, if you don't mind, I would like you to talk about your journey with Reiki, if you could share that.
Sure.
Yeah. Just go through, like, how did you, because people, I know I found out about Reiki years and years and years ago, but I think that it's still not considered a mainstream modality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where did you find Reiki?
Honestly, I worked at I used to work at like a health food store.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I had my son. He was about 4 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly was just so lost.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy. With myself, I was so confused as to why my marriage didn't work. Like, your ego plays a role, obviously, and you put blame on the other person, but you deep down for myself, I knew it was partially me as well. So it's like you're questioning, I was questioning everything, my spirituality, just everything. So I worked with an amazing, amazing lady who's now become a great friend, and she's like, "You need this." And at first I was kind of like offended. I was like, "Oh, no." But it was so true. I needed it. And it just really helped me find, I think, my path and find, I don't like saying find me, but molding. I guess molding me. That doesn't even, that's not even proper English, but that's the only way I can explain it.
No, it makes sense, yeah.
And so I started going for energy work, and I've become like super good friends with my Reiki master. Her name's Kara, and it just really helped me navigate through life, and not even just divorce, but parenting and just my insecurities. I've been sober for 16 years now, so just helping me stay on that path as well. When times are tough,
Congrats.
thank you. When times are tough, it's kind of what I would, my mind would go there. Although luckily for me, I've never relapsed with alcohol, but your mind still goes there. So I found it so much easier to not go there. And it's helped my son, like huge. Eli also has his level two. We did level two together, and he just seems like such a more grounded 9-year-old. And it sounds crazy because he's only nine, but he's very intuitive and he's very much a feeler. So it really helped him, and it helped our relationship. When you don't see your child for a week on, week off was our schedule. So when you don't see them for a week, it's really hard, but we still had this connection, this bond, more than just like mother son because of it. I'm gonna get emotional even just talking about
That, no, and that's okay. The thing is, how did you realize that it was something that you wanted to incorporate with your son? How did you find that it was going to work for him as well?
Well, honestly, it was like it was the last thing I tried. He was having a hard time, as any child would or any person would, with your parents separating. I tried different therapists and psychologists, and we went through half of the testing for ADD, and then it just didn't resonate with me. And I'm like, no, because even if he is, I'm not, at this point, I'm not willing to medicate him.
He
So,
was four.
yeah. And so I think it was my mom, to be honest with you. She's like, "Why don't you try bringing him to Cara?" And I was like, "Yes." And they just clicked, and he became like super comfortable with her, and he would go to, like, I'd bring him for a session, I wouldn't even go in the room, and they would discuss things, and I still to this day don't even know what they discussed, because I trusted her. If there was anything that I needed to know, she would tell me or he would tell me. And it really helped him with the confusion of it all and his feelings, I think, and just being able to open up about it all and help him feel, I don't like using the word normal, but feel normal, because at that age, there's not many, for him, there wasn't many kids that he knew that their parents were divorced or going through a separation, I guess it would be.
And do you find that it's easier for him to latch onto it because kids are so much more open than we are as adults?
Totally. Like, less, he questions some things, but he just, and I've never forced it on him. Like, I don't want him to be like, this is what you have to believe, or you need to believe in God, or you need to trust the universe. I want him to form his own opinion. And it just, it he just believed it all, and he trusted it, and he really just, like, he enjoyed it, which is so special.
And I think it's so fantastic because the one thing that I always had this perception that because I was more geared towards energy healing, and how I got into Reiki was so crazy for me because after when I was going through chemotherapy in 2003, my oncologist, not my oncologist, sorry, my surgeon who did my surgery, I was having a lot of problems with chemotherapy with obvious nausea and sickness and all of that. And my surgeon, and this is 2003, sent me to someone for energy healing
That's amazing.
in 2003. And I think it's so crazy. And people were like, "What are you talking about? What do you mean that you had energy healing?" Yeah. And, but I find still in 2020, we're still having that stigma of energy healing. And when you think about it, it's the oldest religion. And I think it's so crazy because I'm trying to read more, and that's part on your suggestion from our own sessions and reading about, because I have a hard time sharing my spirituality, and I have my level two Reiki, and it's something that I don't use because it's something that I've had such a stigma attached to it myself, as well as everyone, a lot of people in my life. They were like, "You're crazy. This isn't real. Why are you doing this?" And so it put such a heavy stigma on me. So I'm so grateful for people like you who are building that foundation with your children, because I see it a lot in relationships that I have with other people. And it would never be something that I would be comfortable suggesting to somebody that has a child that's dealing with problems, because I don't feel comfortable with it, and I'm trying to break out of that.
I think that's super understandable. Like, understand. I can't even talk today. You know
It's okay.
what I'm
It's okay.
saying? But because, spirituality is something that is very personable. And when it's not as accepted, people tend to shy away with it. And my thing I already always go to is I say to anyone that's questioning, I said, you know what? Question whatever isn't resonating with you. I said, but even if you think about, like, say, placebo. So say it's even if it's just placebo and it works, what's the harm?
That's
You know,
right.
that's not what I believe. I believe much deeper than that, but just to open someone up to it, right?
And it's the other thing that I've been really recognizing is how much people are so proud of and so willing to suggest their beliefs and spirituality when they have the name of a religion backed up behind them.
Yes.
I went to a Catholic high school. I went to a whole school revolved around that
So
belief. And
did I.
yes, and then I watch documentaries of people who are building schools in Costa Rica, and it's based on spiritual beliefs. And I was like, can I get one in Calgary?
Right.
You know, like, I understand that that's such a far way away, but it's like, now that's what I'm questioning. Well, if they can do it, how come I can't?
And that's so interesting that you say that because Eli is in a school. We live in Okotoks, and they offered in grade four a outdoor class. So 2 days a week, you're outside from 8 to 3 or 9 to 3 or whatever school time is. And his teacher, I haven't really talked to him much about spirituality or anything, but they use breath work and they use a sound bowl, and so it's just really cool how. It is, I think, becoming more common, not necessarily Reiki or energy, but just something that's more not so mainstream, getting one with nature, and that really boils down to Mother Earth, I feel. Anyway, so I think that's like just so ironic that you brought, not ironic, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think it, and I think things like we're starting to move along, like meditation is becoming more. And I think it's, again, because it was perceived as like a hippie or a, you know, you're a cuckoo, you're a woo-woo, you're out of the world. And again, I learned how to meditate after I had my hip replacement, and that was in 2000. And I remember listening to Wayne Dyer on a tape in my Walkman
That's awesome.
on headphones. And now we have literally apps all over the world. So I think that we are building it. And I think that it's fantastic that I can scroll through Instagram and find you and find something that you're building and you are creating and you are serving. And I think that for me, I'm happy that there are people like you out there who are sharing your stories and your beliefs. So someone like me, even though I'm fairly open about stuff, I do find that something that I really hold close to me because I have so much judgment thrown at me.
And I think that's okay, though. You have to make your own boundaries, and you have to go at your own pace, and your journey is your journey. So just because you're not as open, I think that's totally fine. You have to feel comfortable, right?
Agreed. And I think I am starting to, for the longest time, and of course we've talked about it in our own way, but you know that I've had some relationships regarding my spiritual path that were kind of left with some feelings that I have been dealing with and having to work out. So again, that's another thing for me. But one thing I wanted to ask you about is how do you think that like we've talked it a few times and everyone said how they feel like over this pandemic, they're finding that they are searching for different things. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that and how it's made a difference in your community.
Searching for different things, as in
Like spirituality, connection,
right?
community, my ways to better ways to get people through the pandemic. Like I find a lot more people are looking towards meditation or looking for towards mindfulness. And I'm just wondering, like I've sent you lots of messages and been like, holy shit, like I have this feeling going on. And I think a lot of people have started to feel things throughout the pandemic that they never felt before because they didn't have time to be.
Yes. Well, I think you are totally right there. And I think that, with any situation, positive or negative, there is going to be a positive outcome. As hard as that is to believe, even really hard situations. And so I think with this pandemic, for myself, and I feel people that have, I guess, navigated through it a little more, a little easier, like have gone with the flow a little bit more, are more comfortable with being with themselves. I think it's great to have community. I think it's great to have support and friends. You need that. But I think it's an amazing thing to be comfortable with just yourself, and being alone with your thoughts and your feelings, because that's when you're going to grow the most. That's when you're going to, sort through things, on your own. And that is really going to give you the power that you need to, I feel, be more your true self.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Be your true self.
And as hard as it is, and as hard as it can be, but really, I don't like to hold on to things, but when things come up, you need to sit with them. So either talking, journaling, or just thinking through things and doing like a best case, worst case scenario, and then feeling it and then letting it go. And then that way you are prepared either way, and you're comfortable with whatever you may be on your mind, or you may be worried about or anxious about or stressed about. But you figured it out. And it's okay to, go ask someone for advice or talk to somebody. I'm not saying don't, but it's also an amazing thing to be able to do it on your own. And I think the more you do it on your own, the easier it becomes. And I think that's what a lot of people may not understand about energy work, Reiki, healing, is I feel a true healer is just someone that is sharing their story, their journey, what they've learned, what they know through their intuition or their training, so that you learn and you can do it on your own. You know, I'm not healing anyone. I'm just helping them.
I love that. Yeah, and I think for the listeners, we can you just explain the basic, like what is Reiki? I guess we should have started with that, but yeah. What is Reiki to you?
To me personally, if you're gonna break it down, everything is energy. Everything has energy, from people to animals to trees to everything. Like, absolutely everything has energy. So Reiki, what it is basically, I'm using my body, my hands, as a vessel, or even just long distance, but that is kind of a whole nother level to explain. But I clear away any negative or stagnant energy from the client or the person that is coming to me. And I also, in my sessions, I get, it's not just Reiki though, but I get messages from guides. And it does tend to happen to people that are in energy healing because they are open to it. So they can hear
That's it.
messages more clear than, say, other people can that are not as open. And it's basically balancing your chakras and just making someone feel more, I feel, in alignment with their own self. Does that make sense? I'm
That's
trying
right.
to kind of
Yeah,
not. Okay.
that makes sense. And so a chakra is.
Well, a chakra, we have seven different chakras in our body, and it's basically different areas in your body where you can hold different emotions. So, say anything from self-love to your, like, spirituality. There's so many different ones that you can get into, but when certain ones are blocked, that's when someone may be having a more difficult time with situations or themselves. A lot of anxiety can come from chakras being blocked, or depression.
What do I always have blocked? My sacral, and that's
It's, yeah,
self-love.
it's self-love, it's willpower. And I find, honestly, from my experience, I find it's common. And I think it's,
To have
yes,
your sacral chakra
especially
blocked.
for women. You know, we're coming to an age where women are really stepping into their power, but for so long, I feel like men were in power. So it's, you know, it's generation after generation that this is what's been happening. So it's understandable that a lot of women are blocked.
1,000%. And you also mentioned guides. And for any of the listeners, if you want to have a very simple beginning understanding to guides, if you read Spirit Junkie by Gabby Bernstein, that she breaks down a lot of guides there. And guides are, they could be anyone from Jesus Christ to, now I'm stuttering. Archangel Michael. These are spirits that have existed. This is kind of like one of the ways that we kind of interlock with religions, because they talk about those people or those
Yeah,
guides as
and I
well.
find guides come through for people too that have passed. You know, somebody that's in the angel, not to get too deep, but in the angel realm, that are helping guide them as well. Yeah.
That's right. So when I do a session with you, I always do a brief meditation by myself before we start, and then I lay down and I can tell when you start, because I start to feel warmness and it starts spreading throughout my body, and then I actually feel presence of guides come into
Which is
my
so
room.
amazing.
And sometimes I know who's there and sometimes I don't. And then generally I just lay there for 30 minutes, which is generally how long our session is. And then you send me a text message when you're done, which I usually set a timer because my phone's off. And then we communicate about the process. And it's always just something like I compare it to going to the chiropractor, going to get a massage, because these are all pieces that we need to use in being our best selves. And it's a part that people don't take care of,
Yeah, I
I
completely
find.
agree. And I think just for people listening, I do long distance sessions with Nikki. That's okay.
Right. So
You're probably
yes,
like,
Christy's not in the
what?
room with me. Yes, Christy's at her house in Okotoks and I'm in downtown Calgary. And I can feel when she starts working on me. Yeah. It's funny because as I'm doing podcasts where I'm talking to other people, I'm learning that, oh yeah, the listeners don't know all of the things that we are talking about in our brain. So we have to explain
Yeah,
them, and
that's
that's
totally
okay.
fine.
Yeah, so so right now you are training to be a
I
master
am,
Reiki.
yeah. So
And how long is that
it
process?
varies. And I think it's really cool because there's no real rules with Reiki. So my and every master teaches differently. My master teaches it in several different classes. So I've had four. I'm over halfway done. I don't want to get too deep, but I've had my third attunement. So I'm just in the process of learning how to teach it. So if others want to learn Reiki, I can teach it to them as well. Which I think is, yes, I
Fantastic.
think it's so important. I think the more people that have these tools under their belt, it's just really going to help the world and the universe just to be like a happier, more accepting place.
And I love how you say it's a tool in your toolbox because it is just another way, another thing that we are using to help us be better
Exactly.
people. And even like you said, even if it's a placebo, like, you know what? Yeah, even if it's a placebo, even if you don't, like fake it till you make it, whatever you're saying is, it's just another way for you to help yourself. And I think that that's one thing. If I said it to somebody yesterday, and at the end of 2020, I want people to think about growth and community before they think about pandemic.
Yes.
And I don't think that that will ever truly happen. But, have you found that throughout this pandemic, you have latched more onto your community of other Reiki people?
I feel like I'm more in tune with my friends that are more open to spirituality and healing, because I feel like people come in and out of your life when they're supposed to. I say it's ironic all the time. No, there's not really anything. There's no such thing. Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
So I feel like, yes, I've become a lot closer to people that are more on the same wavelengths as that I am. I don't watch the
Yeah.
news. I try, almost stay in my own little bubble of positivity, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying I'm
Yeah.
positive all the time because that's not real life. But I
Right.
find it helps my mental state and it helps the state of my home life.
That's right. I don't listen to the news either, and I literally got trapped watching the news last week because I put on the TV to watch a program and the news was still on. And it literally spiraled me. I was like, I can't go to my niece's house. And her husband was like, it's less than 1%. And I was like, oh, but then now our numbers are growing. So that's irrelevant. But some people will say to me, don't you feel like you need to be informed about what?
Thank you.
I don't need to know about all the hate in the
Exactly.
world. I don't need to know. I mean, I stayed a little bit informed about the US election because I was interested in it. Mainly because I really liked Joe Biden and I liked him ever since he was a vice president, but I had nothing, it wasn't I didn't have a connection to it. Obviously, it's the US. We have no control over it, but I think that my connection to it was just because of my feelings toward Donald Trump and how it just goes to show you that there's some healing that the United States needs to do when they put a person like that in power. So that's where I was interested in it. And other than that, I don't care about the pandemic. When someone tells me to stop wearing a mask, then I'll stop wearing a mask and I'll stop, but I don't think that you need to sit down and ingest that much
It's so true.
negativity when, yeah. And no, I don't need to be informed. When people in 1925 and they were living on their farm and a war was going on, they were informed of the things that needed to
And
be
that's so true.
informed.
You know, if you really, if all it boils down to, I feel for me, is that trusting that everything's happening as it should, trusting that, you know, even, you know, how Reiki found you, because I believe it finds you, and or energy healing, it finds you. You don't find it. You know,
That's right.
trusting that all will be as it should because there's a greater plan. You know, so whether you watch the news or not, whether you do A or B, you know, it's going to happen how it should.
I agree with you 1000%. And even though that is one of the things that I struggle with, at the end of the day, when I go down to my core, I truly believe that. And I love what you said about Reiki, about how you said that I'm not here to heal you, I'm here to show you the steps. And you included everything, and now I'm forgetting it, and now
Okay.
I'm fumbling on it. But you talked
Okay.
about how everything, the healing, the teaching. Remember what you said about Reiki? Now I'm going to put you into pressure. Are you there, Christy? Christy.
Yeah, sorry, I
Christy,
had a
are you
call come
there?
in and I didn't, it disconnected me. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, no, that's okay. Shoot. I was like, oh shit, I don't know what happened.
I switched to a Google phone like a year ago and I'm still learning how to use it and I didn't know how to decline a phone call. Isn't that funny?
This is what I love. This is what I love about the fact that I have no idea how to edit that out of there. So we're just rolling with it. I was like, Christy, what did you say about Reiki, about coaching? And I'm like, Christy? Oh my God, I
So
love
funny.
real life.
So I didn't hear the question, so you'll need to
Yeah,
repeat
exactly.
that.
Okay, so I wanted just you to say, at just like how you talked about Reiki, about how you weren't a healer, but that you, along with all these other things, was helping someone. Do you
Yeah,
remember
so
what you
basically,
said?
I feel like healers
Okay.
are teachers. That's all we're doing is we, you know, certain, energy workers will resonate with certain people and some won't. And it's just because you're going to find the person that you need that has gone through the lessons already to teach you and to help you. You know, I'm not healing anyone. I'm just completely helping everyone. You know, there's no, anybody can do what I do. And I,
You're bringing out something that was inside them
exactly. And
all
that's
along.
all it truly is. You know, I'm not, I'm gonna say this, but I'm not special. I'm special in my own sense, but I'm not special or above anyone else. Everyone has the ability that I have. It just needs to be unlocked in a sense.
That's right. And you've trained to be where you are, just as somebody's trained to, teach someone how to move
Exactly.
their body physically. Yeah. And I love that. And I love that I met you. And I love that we've had some amazing sessions together. And I am grateful that the universe
You know,
brought
I
you to
truly
me.
feel the same way because I think you're such an amazing person. And I think I'm so blessed to have met you too because I learn just as you learn. And that's 100% true. You know, I'm on my journey, you're on your journey, but everyone I meet is helping me as well. So it'd be selfish of me not to say that I'm not grateful for you as well. And our and I feel like our friendship as well, you know. It's not just a client
Yeah,
based,
absolutely.
you know, scenario. It's, you know, we've kind of formed a bond, which I think is really cool, because especially
That's
with
right.
this situation in the world with the pandemic, is that you don't need to be face to face. We've only met once, right?
Yeah, and that's why I've brought back my podcast because as I've communicated with you, I've really struggled about where my path is going. And when I sit and listen, I just know that my path is to just share and talk and learn and, you know, and I'm, this is my way. You have Reiki's your
And I
way.
think that's so fitting because you're
Yeah.
so easy to talk
And
to. You know, like I forgot we were even recording.
yeah, and people have said that
Yeah.
my whole, I've always been that person. So
Exactly.
why not be that person? And people used to tell me all the time, "Oh my God, you're like the White Oprah." Yes,
it.
I am the White Oprah. And that's where my path has been leading me, so I'm
And
just going to roll with it.
that's, I think, I
Yeah.
find people that are more at peace with themselves are people that just roll with it or go with the flow or are more in tune with what they need and what they want, you know?
Yeah. I agree with you, and I hope that at the end of this pandemic and at the end of whatever is the outcome, we know that we will never, we need to erase the saying, when are we going back to normal? And, you know, let's just forward, go forward and like exactly be whatever's going to be is going to be, and you just need to make the best of it and
Totally.
make your
And
part
there
in it.
is no normal,
Yeah.
right?
No.
Exactly.
What's normal? Like, no, I don't
But
even know.
I
Like,
know what you mean by
yeah, there's
people
no
have said
normal.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, where can people find you,
Yeah, it's
Christy? Do you have a website?
christylear.com, and I have.
And you don't spell Christy. No, Christy is
Yeah.
Kristyle
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of vowels in that last
r.com.
name.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have Instagram and Facebook, and
Exactly.
honestly, I'm not on Facebook as much as my Instagram, and that's just for personal reasons. I find it's a lot more negative, so I don't go on Facebook as much. Yep.
That's right. That's good. And you are finding a balance of using social media to build a business,
Right?
not to suck the life out of
Yeah,
you.
totally.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on today. I know that you have a lot in your life, so thank you
No,
for
thank you.
sharing
I
this
truly
time with
enjoyed it.
me. And I will let you know, but in the episode notes, we will have your website and everything, and then we will make sure that the listeners know
Awesome.
how to find you. And yeah. Well, thank you, Christy. I appreciate
Awesome.
you,
Okay, love
and
you.
we will chat soon.
Bye.
Okay, love. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I love Christy. She is someone who we definitely need her energy in the world right now. You guys, check me out on Patreon. You can become a member, patreon.com/Nikki Ostman. I love you guys. Thank you for listening.